I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To say the least, it was an unusual weekend for Donald Trump. But then again, every weekend seems like it's an unusual weekend for Donald Trump. And we got to talk about the McDonald's appearance. It was all staged. Everything about it was staged. Was it worth it? Do you think it was good for Donald Trump to be seen in the window and doing the fries at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania, a battleground state? Do you think that was positive or negative, good or bad? The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. So a rather unusual weekend, not just the McDonald's thing, but Donald Trump decided to bring up something very interesting about the late golfer Arnold Palmer.
Very special. Hello to La Trobe. Oh, I love La Trobe. You know why? The home of Arnold Palmer. This is the home of my friend Arnold Palmer. And he loved La Trobe. You know, he turned out to be one of the greatest golfers in the world. He started off very, very poor. He had no money, just had a lot of talent and a lot of muscle. He was a strong guy. That I said, when I come here, I'm going to tell him the real story of Arnold. But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. But this guy, this is a guy that was all man. This man was strong and tough. And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God, that's unbelievable. I had to say it.
Why? No, you didn't have to say it. That's the whole point. You didn't have to say that. But you went there. I don't know why. His daughter says that they were not good friends. They were not good friends because his daughter says that Arnold Palmer, her dad, did not like Donald Trump's lack of civility, did not like Donald Trump's demeanor. So Arnold Palmer did not really like Donald Trump. Do golfers shower all together? I mean, I guess they could be in a locker room, and I don't think it's like an open shower. I would be surprised if it was just like an open shower, not individual stalls. I mean, you could always put a towel on yourself if you wanted to, or you could walk around if you wanted to, you know, if you wanted everybody to, you know. So I don't know, but he's fascinated with that. And Donald, we know you love women. We know this, and you love women so much you had to pay a woman. So we understand that. Donald Trump also worked the deep fryer, making fries, and the drive-through window at a McDonald's in Bucks County, just north of Philadelphia.
Lift the handle up to let it drain. Give like 10 seconds once it's done draining. We're going to bring it over to the left side, put it in there, salt, and then take a look.
Could they have some? Looks good, huh? These are definitely fresh. The good thing, they're definitely fresh. Hello, everybody.
You can take this, right?
And you know, this is compliments of Trump, okay?
Yes, thank you. Mr. President, yes. Please don't let the United States become Brazil, my native Brazil.
Oh, we'll keep it good.
Please, please.
We're going to make it better than ever, okay?
Now, it was all set up. The McDonald's was closed. The McDonald's, the Trump people pre-screened the cars that came through the line, and they knew that they were Trump supporters. So it was all staged. And the question is, was this good or bad? I think it was smart because voters are not that bright, and they will not necessarily pay attention to the commentary, but they'll see Donald Trump like doing an average minimum wage job. And that is that's going to be positive for Donald Trump's people. Again, I think it more feeds his base than it does attract voters who might not vote for him or who are still undecided. But overall, I think it was a good stunt. I mean, he's a clown. It was all phony. But, you know, again, considering the mentality of the average American voter, I think it was probably a positive thing for him. Elon Musk is putting up $1 million. He's offering voters $100 each to sign a petition backing the Constitution. Now, That might sound good, but is it legal? On NBC's Meet the Press, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro thinks it may not be legal.
I think there are real questions with how he is spending money in this race, how the dark money is flowing, not just into Pennsylvania, but apparently now into the pockets of Pennsylvanians. That is deeply concerning.
Now, one legal expert says that it is clearly illegal, but there's a big question about this right now. It may or may not be illegal, but Elon Musk is specifically asking registered Pennsylvania voters to sign a pro-Trump petition. And in other words, you have to sign the petition. It's a petition backing the Constitution, but I believe you also have to vow that you're voting for Donald Trump. Now, I don't know how they check up on this, so I guess you could take the $100 and vote for Kamala Harris if you really wanted to, because they don't really know how you voted, do they? Also on Meet the Press, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump sycophant, says he's confident Donald Trump is going to win the election.
Vice President Harris has asked, what would you do different? She says nothing comes to mind. The American people are not going to tolerate four more years of affordability crisis, a world on fire, a broken border, energy dependence. Trump's going to win because they have failed the American people.
And Shapiro says Republicans are living in a fantasy world if they think Trump's time in office the first time was really that great.
They don't remember what it was like. Under Donald Trump, you had more chaos, you had less jobs, and you had a whole lot less freedom. I don't think we want to go back to a time of chaos. I want a stable, strong leader, and that's Kamala Harris.
On the campaign trail today, Kamala Harris is seeking to win over swing state Republicans while Donald Trump is visiting the storm-bruised North Carolina.
With 2 weeks to go in the presidential race a dead heat, today the Democratic nominee campaigns in three suburban Midwest counties that went for Nikki Haley before Haley dropped out of the GOP presidential race.
What kind of country do we want to live in?
The Kamala Harris events in Chester County, Pennsylvania, Oakland County, Michigan, and Waukesha County, Wisconsin are billed as conversations with Republican Liz Cheney. Just a few swing votes in these regions could be crucial. Wisconsin was decided for Biden by just 20,000 votes in the last election. Meanwhile, the presidential race in North Carolina is playing out in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
They are doing the worst job on a hurricane that any administration has ever done.
Many volunteers have been displaced and affected counties have had to change early voting sites. Donald Trump visits the disaster zone near Asheville today and holds a rally in Greenville before appearing with religious leaders in Concord. North Carolina has a history of split ticket voting. Trump won the state in 2020 by a margin of less than 75,000 votes. I'm Jennifer King.
And Liz Cheney says she's campaigning with Kamala Harris. She says Kamala Harris, she wants her to win the presidential election for the future of the children of America and for every American.
I looked across the table at my young sons and I thought to myself, you know, in the aftermath of the attack on the Capitol, are they going to grow up in a country where we don't have to worry about the peaceful transfer of power? Are they going to grow up in a country where that is guaranteed?
Cheney emphasized that it wasn't just January 6th that made her believe Donald Trump could not lead this nation.
We're going to reject the kind of vile vitriol that we've seen from Donald Trump. We're going to reject the misogyny that we've seen from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. And we have the chance in this race to elect somebody who you know is going to defend the rule of law. You know Vice President Harris is going to defend our Constitution.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.